Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Maaser Sheni Daf Tes Vav, and we are starting Yudal Amud Beis about 5 lines up from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah Zaklav Vechulu, and the Vilnitzer's daf. It's right at the beginning of Yudal Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah was discussing Maaser Sheni that was cooked with chulin, and the entire thing improved. And now we have to be paid to the Maaser Sheni. How much is the pidyon? Before he cooked it was worth 5, let's say. Now that he cooked it, it's worth 10. But since he cooked it with chulin, maybe doesn't have to be paid it for a full 10. And so Mishnah taught a klal had a chashbin this. If the shevach is nicker, it's recognizable, then it's lefi chashbin. Whereas if not, hakol l'sheni, we just chashbin the maaser sheni. And now we have a clarification of this. Omer Bichon Bichon says, kol sheyesh by hoiser mido, hashevach lefi chashbin. If there's been something added to the measurement here, so then the shevach is based off of the chashbin. For example, if we start out with maaser sheni that was worth 5, and there was something recognizably added, the dish became bigger, for example, because of the chulin that was added, so then the shevach is lefi chashbin, meaning the maaser sheni would only be redeemed at 5, or maybe a little bit more than that, based off the proportion of how much chulin is in here. However, kol she'ein by hoiser mido, if there was nothing that was recognizably added over here, there was no heiser mida, nothing became bigger, so then the shevach is all for the maaser sheni, and in our example of 5 to 10, we would have to redeem the maaser sheni at full 10. Now, Rav Shimon Lakish on Reish Lakish says that no, kol she'tam shivcha nikar, hashevach v'chashben. If the taste of the shevach is recognizable, meaning the chulin that was added gave a recognizable taste to this dish, so then everything is v'chashben, and the entire thing is not considered maaser sheni because we have some recognizable chulin here. However, kol she'ein tam shivcha nikar, if there's no taste that's recognizable that was added in by the chulin, hashevach l'sheni, so the shevach is all for the maaser sheni. And now we're going to proceed to ask a number of questions on Rabbi Yochanan. Tesav Amar Alpha on top, the Gemara says, Masisa Pligar Rabbi Yochanan, it seems to be that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan. What does the Mishnah say? Isa shal maaser sheni shafaya pas, a dough of maaser sheni that was baked into bread, vish bicha, now became better, because when he put it into the oven, it was dough, and when he took it out, it was fully baked bread, so obviously it got better. Hashevach l'sheni, the shevach is all for the maaser sheni, because the chulin wood that it was baked with is not considered to have added anything unique. And this is clearly not like Rabbi Yochanan, because the wood was Heiser Mida. It was the fire that caused the bread to bake, and therefore the Shevach should be the Fi Cheshbon according to Rabbi Yochanan, not Shevach L'Sheni. However, the Gemara answers, Pasul, we could explain as follows, B'she'ein Tam Shevcha Nikar, where it's not recognizable. Namely, the bread did not rise, maybe it baked somewhat like a cracker and not like a regular loaf of bread, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Shevach would all be for the Maaser Sheni, because it didn't rise, so there was no Heiser Mida. Another question, Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisa Plague Rabbi Yochanan, we see that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan, because what did our Mishnah say? Dagum Shen is Bashal Makapulita Shemaiser Sheni, regular chulin fish that was cooked with leek of Maaser Sheni, and everything got better, the shevach is based off of the cheshbin. But over here, there was no heiser mida. Nothing was added over here. We have the same amount now that we started off with. As this is clearly not like Rabbi Yochanan. However, B'Yasi says, B'Shem Rabbi Shaya, Tifter, we could explain the Mishnah as follows, Shebishal Shneim Ka'achas, where he cooked both of them together, and since the kaplutas of Maaser Sheni are mixed in with the fish, and they're not able to be separated, because everything was cooked as one big fish dish, that's considered like heiser mida, and that's why the shevach is the cheshbin, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. However, think about it for yourself. That if he had cooked the fish separately and the kapluta separately, the irvon, and then he mixed them, the only thing that's in the fish and in the kapluta is the taste of the other one. And here, Rabbi Yochanan would not say that it's considered heiser mida, and the shevach would be l'sheni. Another question, Masnisin Pligar Rabbi Yochanan. The following mission is a question on Rabbi Yochanan, and this is from Maseches Beitza, and this is referring to Tchum Shabbos. We know that on Shabbos and Yontif, one is allowed to walk only 2,000 amas from their place of residence, and this applies to one's animals and kalim as well. So your animal is not allowed to go any further in the tchum than you are, and your kalim also. If you lend one of your kalim to your neighbor on Yontif, he's not allowed to take it to his tchum, which is different than your tchum. And what does Mishnah say? A woman on Yontif borrowed spices for a dish from her friend, and or she borrowed water and salt for a dough that she's making. It's like both of their feet, which means this dough or this dish is only allowed to be brought where both of these women are allowed to go. Now, at least in the case of the tavlin, the spices, there hasn't been heiser mida, nothing recognizable has been added, there's just tam, there's just taste, and still the Mishnah says that it's like ragli shtehen, as is clearly not like Rabbi Yochanan. However, Amar Rav Bar answers, tchumen asul midas hadin. When we're dealing with tchumen, that's just like midas hadin, meaning dine mamanis. In other words, the tchum of an item is determined based off of the same dinim as mamanis. Namely, if we have an item considered to be owned by two people, then regarding tchumen, it's the same thing, and it's only allowed to go where both of them are. And we do not compare it to iser, where we always say there's bittul. Therefore, in this case of the bread or the food, since the second woman gave a very significant part of it, the tavlin or the water and the salt, and if this was a business deal, she would be considered an owner. That's why the bread takes on the tchum of both of them. Tasavon beis on top, teilo chashu kain, and you should know this is so. The Taman Amar b'shem Rav Chizda over there in Bavel, they say in the name of Chizda, and v'lo yedin, it's not known imin shmua imin masnisa. If this was said just based off of mesira, or if this was said based off of a braisa, or what is it that was said? Afilu eitzim, even wood, meaning even if a woman got wood from her neighbor, neighbor, and so all the ingredients are hers, and the only thing her neighbor helped her with was the wood that was used to fuel the fire to cook the dish or bake the bread. Even in such a case, this dish or dough is only allowed to be brought where both women are allowed to go. And Savrana Meimar, Eitzim Ein Ben Mamish. They want to say, meaning the Talmidim explained, that wood doesn't have mamish, the wood's not putting anything physical into the dish or the bread, and still it's considered like Ragle Shtein. And even Reish Lakish holds regarding Maaser Sheni that the wood isn't part of the bread, and nonetheless, it's still considered Ragle Shtein. So we see when we're talking about Tchumen, efetz with Dini Mamanis, and that doesn't have to do with Pidina Maaser Sheni. Now the Gemara tells us, Masis and Pliga Reb Shem Ben Lakish, the following Braisa seems to be not like Reish Lakish. What does the Braisa tell us? So here's the Reisha. Tavshel Shem Maaser Sheni, we have a Maaser Sheni dish, Shetivle B'tavon Shechulin, it was spiced with Chulin spices, Hashavach Hasheni, the improvement, the Shavach is all considered Maaser Sheni. Skip the next seven words of Pasal Lo B'She'ein Tam Shivcha Nikar Vatani, continue on to the Sefer of the Braisa, Tavshel Shechulin, Shetivle B'tavon Shem Maaser Sheni, a dish of Chulin that was spiced with spices of Maaser Sheni, Lo Yotza Maaser Sheni B'dei Pidyonoi, the Maaser Sheni did not escape its Pidyon, which means it needs to be redeemed, but it can't be because the only Maaser Sheni we have here is flavor, it's Tam, and that can't really be redeemed, so the whole thing has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. Now what's the question on Reish Lakish? Bottom line is that the Reisha clearly tells us that the Shavach is all on the Maaser Sheni. Why would that be? According to Reish Lakish, spices are considered Tam Shivchoi Nikar, and so therefore it should be Hashem Echecheshben. And the Gemara answers, Al Tehti Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, this Brice is not problematic, as we already know, Behushei Sham Haiser Midah. As Rabbi Yechanan holds, the only time the Shavach is going to be Lefi Cheshben, if something was added by the Chulin, and over here it's just spices, and it's not considered Haiser Midah, so that's why the Shavach would be to the Maaser Sheni. And Al Tehti Rabbi Shimon Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, and we said that the ratio was problematic with his Shita, Behushei Tam Shivchoi Nikar. He holds that the Tam of the Shavach has to be recognizable, and we're understanding the reason why it's not considered recognizable is because these chulin spices weren't potent enough, they weren't strong enough, they didn't add enough of a flavor, and that's why Hashevach L'Sheni in this Braisa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Halacha, Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.